Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I also had a battle this weekend. It was a mild yelling match.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was between...
For you?
Yeah, I guess all the times that I've gone paddleboarding, and the years now that I've been a paddleboarder, all of the boats hate me. I didn't realize that. I don't know if that's true necessarily, but...
Yeah, they do.
I figured. I did a lot of paddleboarding this weekend on two lakes in one day. Two lakes, one solid day, one single day. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. So you took it out of one lake and you're like, I'm going to drive to another lake.
Yeah.
I need new water to paddle.
Yeah.
Were there different people at different locations?
Or you just think, boy, I
want a different tint.
Well, one was a flat lake, you know, and the other one is a wavy lake. Different types of paddleboarding. And it started raining here, so I drove it out there where it wasn't raining yet. And that's where I had the problems.
That's where trouble began.
Yeah, that's where trouble began. So I went out. It was pretty wavy. There wasn't a soul out there, which is nice. But so I get out. I'm finally happy with where I'm at. I've got my boombox bumping jams. And I just laid down for a while. And then I woke up to a guy going, hey, and it's a boat, a guy on a boat.
I hope so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If it's a train, you've made a tragic mistake. It takes them over a mile to stop.
Or it's a very annoying Jesus.
I'm like,
walking with an air horn. Oh, yeah, great. Nice foam finger, Jesus.
Modern times follower.
I go, hello? And he said, hey, man, you are like, out there. And I go, yeah, I know. I paddled there. And he was like, you almost got hit by a boat. I went, I did? He goes, yeah, I don't think they can see you. I looked around and I'm like, well, I can see all them. I said, why is me getting hit by a boat my fault? And he goes, I was about to call 911. What? What is happening
but
here?
But you probably looked like you were dead, because who
you
goes out?
Did.
Do a lot of people go way out onto the big lake on a
when
paddleboard and then lay down?
Also, you're a lower profile than the boats.
Right. This is like the conversation I have with my kids in a parking lot with cars. And I go, because I always say, now really look, because you can see them, but they can't see you very easily.
What do you mean they can't see you very easily?
You're a toddler. Because sometimes they are smaller than like the hood of a car or the pickup bed of a truck or whatever. So just because you can see them doesn't mean they can easily see you.
That's weird. I stop all the time for children who are crossing the street. Oh. I don't just hit
everything
that's in front of me.
There's all the evidence you need. Joe hasn't hit a kid.
Oh, well. Never mind. Forget everything I've taught you, kids. Don't bother looking. They'll see you.
Yeah. And always sleep in a great lake.
Never look both ways at a street. They'll see you.
Better to sleep in a great lake than a not so great lake. It's very calming.
I'm sure it is.
All right, fine. I guess I did a bad thing. Anyway.
Maybe you just need a series of like garish flags.
It was like crystal clear out there. Everything was. I'm one of four things on a lake.
Yeah. Didn't you say it was wavy though?
Yeah.
So if you're at the bottom of the wave,
it wasn't an ocean. It wasn't an ocean wavy day.
It looks like the ocean.
No, it doesn't. To Steve, it does.
You can't see the other side. Might as well.
Anyway, I knew I was probably in the wrong, but whatever.
Well, no, I think you're fine. I mean, there's not like lanes out there. They could just go around you.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong, but if a boater is saying it's hard to see you, maybe it's hard to see
look
you.
Wow. Better.
Yeah.
Yep. As long as you're in the right, being dead doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't
exactly.
He was talking to me. I mean, he wasn't just yelling into the air because he couldn't see me. He found me to talk to me. Anyway, that was annoying. I'd never had such a great sleep in my life until I heard that boat horn.
It's like having the world's biggest waterbed.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it's weird how he couldn't see you until he could.
Yeah, right? Anyway,
other boats
like,
couldn't see. That guy had good vision.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time for this. I have to go. Bye. Paddled away.
Slowly paddle away.
I did. I was like,
I don't have time.
And what a sad but amazing headline someday when we see man on paddleboard smashed by barge.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.